What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I'm your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Friday to you. We're going to keep it a bit loose here on this Friday edition of the podcast. I know I mentioned to you yesterday that we were going to continue our performance review series by talking about offensive linemen, and we're not going to do that. We're going to do that next week. We'll do offensive tackles and interior offensive line early next week, but there's a couple of different topics that I want to do today here on the show. First of all, Sean McDermott, the Bills head coach, is a finalist for the Coach of the Year award in 2019. I do want to talk about the Super Bowl just a little bit, you know, give you some of my thoughts on the game and who I'm rooting for and those types of things. And then I want to do a 7-round mock draft with you. I know I've had some tweets and some direct messages and emails and stuff. People had said, hey, we're ready for that first mock draft. So I'm going to deliver that for you today. I have a scenario that I put together that I like a lot, and that will help us, you know, kind of ease into that draft discussion a little bit more, get a little bit more specific about what the Bills can do with their draft capital, and obviously some of my ideas on the players that would fit and make sense for the Bills in the draft. So we'll do all of those things here today. But first, Sean McDermott is a finalist for the 2019 NFL Coach of the Year Award. He will be in Miami for the award ceremony, and there's a chance he could win it. Now, I don't expect him to. I think that there's a couple of other coaches that I think are more deserving than Sean McDermott. First of all, you have to look at John Harbaugh with the Baltimore Ravens. I think, obviously, the offense taking on a true identity of its personnel and how it went completely against the grain to put together a really dynamic group this year, led the league in scoring, but then also how their defense evolved. And they made a lot of moves in season to shore up their personnel, and it really came together. And so I think Harbaugh gets a lot of that credit, and I think that he's probably the guy that I would vote for if I had a vote. And then I think you also have to look at Kyle Shanahan. That team was 10 and 22 across his first two seasons in San Francisco, and obviously they were terrific this year, really tapping into that outside zone running scheme. They built a really outstanding defensive front, and the team just came together and really turned things around. I know they've been building talent, but to see it all kind of be pieced together this year to be in the Super Bowl, I think those two coaches, Harbaugh and Shanahan, really deserve the honor. But then also, I mean, Sean McDermott is worthy of being in the discussion, in my opinion. Got 10 wins out of a rebuilt team in a lot of ways with a young quarterback, with a lot of inconsistency. The team won some tight games, had the best season the Bills have ever had since 1999. So, you know, there's a lot to be a lot that Sean McDermott can be proud of, and I think it's exciting to see the team start to get some recognition for the direction of the franchise, but I don't know that McDermott has a better claim to the award than Shanahan or Harbaugh. So let's talk about the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs, the AFC champions, the San Francisco 49ers, the NFC champions. Game will be played on Sunday. And I think it's interesting in terms of a clash of styles. You have a really stout San Francisco defense, really good up front, and a really dynamic Kansas City offense that, engineered by Patrick Mahomes, can score in bunches. We've seen that all year long, especially in the playoffs. He's got tons of weapons in Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Travis Kelce, a veteran offensive line. Obviously, Pat Mahomes, if you were going to redraft the entire NFL and put all the players in a pool, and you know, the first pick would be Patrick Mahomes. He just would be. There wouldn't really be any question about it. So they're so dynamic on offense, and I'm really interested to see how Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, matches up with Kansas City with some extra time to prepare. And then on the flip side, you have a situation where, you know, the 49ers are good offensively because of the run game, and Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to do much for them. You know, I think he's only thrown like 27 passes so far in two playoff games. And so it's about that run game and some of the misdirection and things that they can do, and some speed out in their backfield, and you know, getting guys to football in space and asking them to create. And it's just a difficult scheme to defend. And I'm anxious to see how that goes up against the Kansas City defense. That's not necessarily the strength of their team, but a unit that's gotten better throughout the course of the season. And you know, if Chris Jones is going to be healthy, it's going to be a big deal in terms of being able to neutralize what San Francisco can do offensively. So Predicting the game is really difficult for me because it's just such a contrast of style. You know, when that's kind of the case, I do tend to go with the coaching experience and the, you know, which team has the better quarterback. And I think the better quarterback is obviously Pat Mahomes. And Andy Reid has coached in big game after big game after big game in his career. So I think that those are two factors that I think gives Kansas City the edge in the football game. Now, as for my rooting interest, I do want to declare who I want to win the Super Bowl. I am rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. I want them to win it. Several different reasons. First of all, I think Chiefs fans are pretty outstanding. When you think about the landscape of fan bases across the NFL, you know that Kansas City is a rowdy group, a passionate group. They're loyal to their team. They show up in the cold and they support their franchise. And I love that about them. I don't have a lot of annoying people that come to mind when I think about Chiefs fans. I just think they're a good, loyal, dedicated fan base that's passionate about their team. And they haven't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. And I think, you know, I'd love to see this generation of Chiefs fans be able to get a Super Bowl title. So first of all, I can get behind the fans, right? I think they deserve it. I would be happy for them. Also, Andy Reid. This is a really good head coach who's been as consistent as they come, as thorough as they come, has done a lot of good things for players that he's coached throughout the course of his career. He's done a lot for assistants and grooming assistants to be head coaches elsewhere. Sean McDermott is one of those people. And I just feel like he's one of the good people in the NFL and a good down-to-earth guy. If you've ever had a chance to talk to him or meet him, you kind of just know that he's a good dude. And I just like the relationship that he has with his players. I think there's a lot of respectable qualities about Andy Reid and how he runs a football team and obviously how consistent he is in producing really good results on a yearly basis. And so I know he's not won a Super Bowl. He's lost one. He's been to plenty of NFC Championship games with the Philadelphia Eagles, if you remember those Donovan McNabb teams. You know, kind of always competitive right there in the mix, but never could get over the hump. I'd love to see him get that in Kansas City. Just one of the good guys that's easy to root for. And I know he's got some personal struggles and stuff off the field. And so I'd love to see him, be able to take home a Lombardi trophy and really cement his legacy as, you know, potentially a Hall of Fame coach. Also, I like their roster in a lot of ways. I don't necessarily love the construction of it or every player, but there's a lot of players I do like on this team. I mean, we'll start with Pat Mahomes, the face of the NFL right now and probably will be for a long time. And, I mean, he's just super likable. Like, what's not to like about Pat Mahomes? I mean, you can maybe be annoyed by how infatuated some people are with him or how the NFL, you know, pretty much just loses their mind over every play that he makes. But he's a fun player and he seems down to earth. And I like his brand. I like his personality. And I think he's easy to root for. Other players on their team that I really like, Mecole Hardman's a rookie wide receiver that has a ton of speed. I enjoyed watching and scouting him out of Georgia. LeSean McCoy, you know, I like to see him win. Has had a Hall of Fame career. Had some good seasons for the Bills. I thought he was well worth the trade for Kiko Alonso. Really kind of gave the Bills a dynamic player. And I thought he did some good things for the Bills. And I like him. I like LeSean McCoy. I hope that he's able to come away with this with the Super Bowl trophy under his belt. On defense, Chris Jones is one of my favorite defensive players in the league. A total freak of an interior defensive lineman. You want to watch just a total dominant presence. Check out number 95 for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is really fun to watch. And then they've got another defensive tackle, Derek Nnadi, number 91, who was a joy to watch at Florida State. Just a total tank against the run. Love watching him exchange power in the trenches. And then Colin Saunders, a rookie that they had this past year, third-round pick. If you guys remember our discussions about the draft last year, he was a player that I was hoping the Bills would get in the mid-rounds. He goes to Kansas City, and I think he's just an up-and-coming player that has a lot of fun traits. You love the way he plays the game with a lot of energy and juice and passion. He's a player that I can really get behind. Some other players that I just happen to like on their roster, Dorian O'Daniel, linebacker from Clemson. He doesn't play a big role for them, but he's a player I enjoyed scouting at Clemson, and I wish him the best. And then, of course, Tyrann Mathieu. How could you not root for that guy? All he's overcome and what he's turned into in the league. I hope to see him find success. And then I'll mention one more name. and he's not even active. He's actually injured and hurt. It's Juan Thornhill, safety from Virginia. Got a chance to scout him pretty closely at Virginia and then seeing him at the Senior Bowl, and just think he's been a really good dude, fun to interact with, and he had a really good rookie season. Unfortunately, he had a season-ending injury. He won't be able to play in this game, but I think he's meant a lot to this football team, and obviously he won't play in the game, but I'm hopeful to see him be part of a Super Bowl championship team. So there you have it. I sort of think the Chiefs are going to win because they have the more experienced coach and the better quarterback, and I want the Chiefs to win. So I thought I needed to give you my takes on the Super Bowl here to kind of close out the football games for the 2019 season. If you enjoy football and you have a heartbeat, then you know what's coming. It's that time of year. Plan a party, get the snacks ready, and get your wagers locked in because the Super Bowl is finally here. You've got a feeling about who's going to bring home the Lombardi Trophy, and you do not want to miss out on your last chance to get your bets in before the NFL season ends. Whether you're choosing the straight-up winner of the game or making a side bet with a friend, MyBookie offers you the most up-to-date odds and a site that makes winning extra cash easy and fast. MyBookie features the most complete lineup of Super Bowl props of any sportsbook in the business. The amount of betting options is simply unrivaled, and you can even visit mybookie.ag/party now to access a printable prop sheet for the big game. Football not your jam? Don't sweat it, because they've got you covered with lines on every other major sport, including NBA, NHL, and NCAA basketball. Plus, if you deposit right now, they'll match your deposit halfway. That's basically free cash to throw down on your best bet. This will be the last chance to take advantage, so sign up now. Enter promo code LOCKEDON when you make your first deposit. That's promo code LOCKEDON to give your bankroll a jumpstart. MyBookie. Play, win, and get paid. All right, the last order of business here on the podcast today is to do a 7-round mock draft for you. And I put together a little scenario, of course, using the mock draft machine on draftnetwork.com. And I happen to have a premium account, so I'm able to use the trade feature. And I actually executed a trade in this draft for the Bills that I really liked. And it felt like a Brandon Bean type move. So, as you know, the Bills have 9 draft picks in this coming draft. They have a 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 2 5ths, and 3 6-round picks going into the draft. We know that Brandon Bean's going to wheel and deal, and that will not be what they end with, but that's what they have as of the recording of this podcast. And so I'll just kind of work through the picks that I made and the players and why I made the picks and some of my thought process behind it. With the Bills' first pick, number 22 overall in the first round, I picked Colorado wide receiver Laviska Shenault. You guys know I've talked about him a ton. He's the guy that I'm kind of locking in right now as if the Bills pick a wide receiver, and when I think about the guys that I think will be available, that's the one I want. He gives you that vertical element. He gives you those alpha qualities, that size. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. He can go up and get the football. He's got strong hands. He's got a vertical receiving skill set, but he does so much more than just those things. He's really good in the short areas of the field. He can uncover as quickly. He's physical. He can create for himself after the catch. He can take a handoff. He can contribute in the screen game. He just does everything, and he's the type of playmaker that I think is really missing in the Bills wide receiver core. I think so many people are kind of just caught up on get a guy with size. Well, you can get all kinds of receivers with size, but you really just what you're looking for is a playmaker. And oh, by the way, Laviska Shenault has plenty of size. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. And so I just think he's the perfect weapon to add to the mix. I mean, I really think that Brandon Bean should really kind of think about him as a player that almost just makes perfect sense and would be the perfect target. I know the Bills are picking, 22. So it's difficult to kind of laser in on one option just because there's 21 picks that are going to be made before you get a chance to do it. But if the Bills are going to go wide receiver, he's the guy that just makes so much sense to me with that pick. So I got the guy that I'm really kind of pounding the table for at this point, because I think he's the perfect weapon for the offense and what it needs to have a more balanced group of receivers. And I think he would mean a lot to Josh Allen in terms of not just what he can do vertically and in contested situations with those back shoulder throws and those types of things, but in the quick game, in the intermediate areas of the field, and of course all the exciting things that the Bills are able to do with Isaiah McKenzie with shuffle passes and screens and flare passes and jet sweeps and all that type of stuff. You get you get a better player doing that in Laviska Shenault, who has a lot more size and physicality with probably the same amount of juice as you get from Isaiah McKenzie. With the Bills' second round pick, number 54 overall, I had them going with Zach Bond. He's a hybrid player from Wisconsin, kind of plays linebacker as well as he rushes the passer off the edge. And I think if you're looking for that true Lorenzo Alexander replacement, a guy that you believe can play Sam linebacker in base 4-3 defense, but also shoot some gaps as a pass rusher, you get that in Zach Bond. And not that I am overly concerned, as I've mentioned, I'm not overly concerned with replacing Lorenzo Alexander in the draft or making sure that there's a guy that can fill his role in free agency, something like that. I just feel like when you get a chance to get a unique player that's the right value at 54 overall in Zach Bond that can do those things, gives you that extra juice you're looking for as a pass rusher, but also can play base 4-3 Sam backer, I think it's a logical pick, and I just don't know that you're going to be able to get many guys that project as cleanly as to a Lorenzo Alexander role as you will a Zach Bond. So that's what I did with the second round pick. Now in the third round with the Bills pick there at number 86 overall, I went with Troy Pride Jr., cornerback from Notre Dame. I do think that cornerback too is a sneaky need. We know what the Bills have in Trey White. Opposite of him, we have questions. Kevin Johnson's a free agent. Maybe he can be brought back for, you know, a modest deal to compete for that number two job. And then, of course, Levi Wallace, I expect to be back as an exclusive rights free agent. And we know what he can do. He's a pretty solid player. I don't know that he has a high ceiling. I think he'll always be the guy that's picked on, and there's going to be some matchups that are just going to be very difficult for him to deal with because of some of his restrictions in terms of play strength and obviously, you know, that agility and long speed. He's got some limitations. And so, you know, you think about being able to bring in some meaningful talent to provide some depth and challenge there potentially long term. I think that's what you can get in Troy Pride, who gives you versatility in the amount of coverages he can play. Had a really good Senior Bowl week. I thought he had a good senior season at Notre Dame, and I think he just kind of really fits what would work in terms of solidifying the spot opposite of Trey White with a talented player that could be had in the third round range. Now, here's where I did the trade. The Bills were not scheduled to pick again on day two, but I traded back into it. So I traded with the New England Patriots, actually. I traded pick number 118 and pick number 138, and I got pick number 87. And so no fourth-round pick, and I traded away one of the fifth-round picks so that I can get back into the third round. And the player that I picked is Zach Moss, running back from Utah. I think he's the perfect complementary piece to Devin Singletary. He's physical. He's got some pretty good amount of wiggle and elusiveness for his size. Really good vision, natural feel and pace. I love his step frequency and cadence, the way he presses the line of scrimmage. You just tell him there's a lot of nuance in the way he plays the game, but he sees it clean. He attacks decisively. He's a load to tackle. He runs angry, catches the football well. He's really good in pass protection, really outstanding across the board. I mean, he's got a lot of carries under his belt. I mean, he's been heavily used in college, and he's been banged up a little bit. And that's what I like about him coming to Buffalo, where he can really kind of be that complementary back to Devin Singletary and give you, you know, a lot of the same qualities you get in Devin Singletary, but a little bit more size, physicality, you know, can really spell him in some situations where it would make sense to bring in a guy with that skill set. Now, I would still like to see the Bills get another running back that has a little bit more shiftiness and, you know, burst about him. And not that Zach Moss doesn't give you that, but, you know, just another player to kind of round out the trio of backs to, you know, make sure you have a complete backfield. But I think a 1-2 punch of Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, the running back from Utah, would be one heck of a young duo there behind Josh Allen in the backfield. So again, I traded away the Bills' fourth round pick and their first fifth round pick to move back into the third round. And I got Zach Moss, the running back from Utah. And so, you know, you saw the Bills do a very similar deal last year when they traded back into the third round for Dawson Knox. And so I felt that was a very Brandon Beanie-like move. So my day one and day two picks were Laviska Shenault, wide receiver, Colorado in the first round, Zach Bond, edge / linebacker from Wisconsin in the second round, then two third round picks, Troy Pride Jr., cornerback Notre Dame, Zach Moss, the running back from Utah. All right, so even though I traded away two picks, I still have four picks to make on day three. And so with pick number 149, which is the Bills' original fifth round pick, so I traded away the one that the Bills got for Wyatt Teller, one of the two picks that they got from Wyatt Teller from the Browns. And the Bills' original fifth round pick, I picked McTelvin Agim, an interior defensive lineman from Arkansas, with kind of my expectation that Jordan Phillips won't be back. I think it leaves a hole behind Ed Oliver in terms of who's his backup at three technique. I know Harrison Phillips is coming back, but he's really a one tech, a guy that'll play backup to Star Lotulelei. So the Bills have a need at interior defensive tackle, a guy that can, you know, serve as a penetration style player behind Ed Oliver. And I think Agim gives you a lot of those qualities coming out of Arkansas. He's a player that actually, if you guys listen to Bruce Nolan when he filled in for me while I was out with the baby, he talked about him as one of the Shrine Game players that stood out. And so if you want to learn a little bit more about him, check out that podcast. Then I have pick number 168, which is the first of three six-round picks for the Buffalo Bills. And I have them picking Cincinnati tight end Josiah DeGuara. He's a good player. I think he's a little bit underrated in this class. He might go higher than this. But I think he's, I mean, if you watch Cincinnati play, I mean, he was a big part of the receiving game. And I just think he's a natural receiver. Wins at all levels of the field. He's really good creating after the catch. But also, like, you can throw him the ball down the seam, and he did a really good job in that capacity. He's competitive as a blocker. It's not his calling card. I think if you wanted to get him involved as an H-back, have him play fullback a little bit, he can certainly do that. Plays with a lot of effort. There was one play that just won me over. It was like a interception when Cincinnati was in striking distance to score a touchdown. And DeGuara was the guy that hauled ass down the field to tackle the guy that intercepted the football. And I just love that. I think he just plays with a certain amount of intensity and spirit that you're just looking for in a player. And if the Bills wanted to, you know, maybe do some more 12 personnel, Josiah DeGuara gives you some appeal in the receiving game to really feel confident about putting multiple tight ends on the field and getting production. So I think Knox and DeGuara in 12 personnel packages gets me excited for what they could do there in the passing game. Pick number 181, the Bills' second six-round pick. I went with Charlie Heck, offensive tackle from North Carolina. Be interesting to see what the Bills' offensive tackles are next year. We'll talk a lot about that on Monday when I really get into the offensive tackle performance review. But, I mean, you could have a scenario, honestly, where it's, you know, Deion Dawkins is your left tackle, Cody Ford kicks in, and he's the Quentin Spain replacement at guard. Then you have this Tyan Seki as your right tackle, and then you think about Ryan Bates, maybe he can be part of the mix, and you think about bringing back Adrian Waddle. But I think at the end of the day, what you really need is another meaningful body. And Charlie Heck is a high-character guy, had a chance to spend some time around him at North Carolina. He was at ACC Media Day as a team leader this past year, so I got a chance to be around him in Charlotte, interview him a bit. And he's just a likable guy, and I can see him kind of being wired the right way in terms of what the Bills are looking for and people that they bring into the building. Versatility to play on the right and left side, and had a good career at North Carolina. So I think in terms of a developmental offensive tackle in the sixth round, I think this is the type of player that's worth the investment. And with the Bills' last pick, this is the pick acquired from the New England Patriots for Russell Bodine. I have them picking another wide receiver, Benjamin Victor, wide receiver from Ohio State. He's like 6'4", has really good speed, pretty detailed route runner, has some inconsistency with his hands, but when you're thinking late round wide receiver, a guy that has physical traits to develop that you think can maybe be a top three or four option in your passing game, but really projects favorably to special teams as well, while also giving you some size for the group, I think he's the type of player that makes a lot of sense, and he could ultimately wind up being a better NFL player than he was a college player with more development and refinement in what he's doing. Again, I think he's a pretty good route runner. If he can get some of his inconsistency with his hands ironed out, he's got a really exciting physical skill set to become a meaningful wide receiver. So this was a scenario that I just really liked. I put it together on Thursday, and I just kind of liked the way it presented itself, and I thought it was a good look at for me to provide you in terms of some of the players that I think would fit the Bills, what ranges they could be had. Obviously, just a scenario where what the draft could look like. And so I hope you found this useful. Everybody loves mock drafts. And so wanted to deliver one for you here sooner rather than later, while I kind of had a couple of other topics to get into so we could sway from our performance review series. So I'll give you the draft one more time. First round pick, Laviska Shenault, wide receiver, Colorado. Second round pick, Zach Bond, edge slash linebacker from Wisconsin. Third round pick, Troy Pride, junior cornerback, Notre Dame. Again, trading back into the third round for Zach Moss, running back from Utah. The Bills' fifth round pick would be McTelvin Agim, interior defensive lineman from Arkansas. Bills' sixth round pick, Josiah DeGuara, tight end, Cincinnati. Charlie Heck, offensive tackle, North Carolina, sixth round pick. And the last sixth round pick, Benjamin Victor, wide receiver, Ohio State. That's going to do it for us today here on the podcast. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everyone. I'm going for the Chiefs. Let me know who you're rooting for by sending me a little note on Twitter. I'd love to hear, you know, like what the consensus is from Bills Mafia. Who are we rooting for? I got the Chiefs. I'm not sure what you're thinking. So let me know. I do always kindly ask that you share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And until Monday, thanks so much for listening.